Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Jesus, the Father sent you into the world to reveal his merciful face so that sinful humanity could be redeemed and to know you, to know who you are, what you're like, how you love, how you work, to know your voice and your word. So we ask you to pour out your Holy Spirit upon us so that we can learn to pray the rosary well, to know you better, and to love you and serve you more. And we ask all this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. So, we just barely got into the rosary a couple weeks ago, and then we prayed the rosary, because that's the place to begin. And for some, praying the rosary is like being at home, and for other people, like me, praying the rosary was sort of like, wow, I'm really bad at this. So that's why we got to start with the experience of it. But we're just going to go over a little bit of the origins of the rosary, and then some of the difficulties that we have, and some tips, some things that can be helpful for us, and then we'll pray just a little here at the end. So the two books that are probably most helpful for learning about the rosary are one by St. Louis de Montfort called The Secret of the Holy Rosary. This is like the standard classic. It's a very old book, and it's some of the language is archaic and things, but this is like the beginning, the standard beginning. And then a more recent one is really good. It's by Romano Guardini. He wrote some liturgical books, well, a lot on liturgy, but the book that we were using from him on our section on the Mass was called Sacred Signs. So he writes in a very concise way, extremely clear, and always very beautiful. So this book is called The Rosary of Our Lady. And where this is historical, certainly, it often feels like it's talking to another age. And this is really for us, and it's a good sort of translation of what St. Louis de Montfort means in this book. So those are the two main references for what we're talking about today. You can check them out after if you want. Oh, we're going to just read a little from the very beginning of the book from St. Louis de Montfort on the origin of the rosary. So I'm just going to read this out loud. It was only the year 1214. However, the Church received the Rosary in its present form and according to the method we use today. It was given to the Church by St. Dominic, who had received it from the Blessed Virgin as a means of converting the Albigensians and other sinners. I will tell you the story of how he received it, which is found in a very well-known book, De Dignitate Psalterii, by Blessed Alan de la Roche. St. Dominic, seeing that the gravity of people's sins was hindering the conversion of the Albigensians, withdrew into a forest near Toulouse, where he prayed continuously for 3 days and three nights. During this time, he did nothing but weep and do harsh penances in order to appease the anger of God. He used his discipline so much that his body was lacerated, and finally he fell into a coma. At this point, Our Lady appeared to him, accompanied by three angels, and she said, "Dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" "Oh, my Lady," answered St. Dominic, "you know far better than I do, because next to your Son, Jesus Christ, you have always been the chief instrument of our salvation." Then Our Lady replied, "I want you to know that in this kind of warfare, the principal weapon has always been the angelic Psalter, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. Therefore, if you want to reach these hardened souls and win them over to God, preach my Psalter." So he arose comforted and burning with zeal for the conversion of the people in that district, he made straight for the cathedral. At once, unseen angels rang the bells to gather the people together, and St. Dominic began to preach. At the very beginning of his sermon, an appalling storm broke out. The earth shook, the sun was darkened, and there was so much thunder and lightning that all were very much afraid. Even greater was their fear when, looking at a picture of Our Lady exposed in a prominent place, they saw her raise her arms to heaven three times to call down God's vengeance upon them if they failed to be converted, to amend their lives, and to seek the protection of the Holy Mother of God. God wished by means of these supernatural phenomena to spread the new devotion of the Holy Rosary and to make it more widely known. At last, at the prayer of St. Dominic, the storm came to an end, and he went on preaching. So fervently and compellingly did he explain the importance and value of the rosary that almost all the people of Toulouse embraced it and renounced their false beliefs. In a very short time, a great improvement was seen in the town. People began leading Christian lives and gave up their former bad habits. So this is the story on how we receive the rosary in its present form. It has very ancient roots, of course. But the rosary, as we know it, with 150 Hail Marys, with five decades, all those sorts of things, this is the story of its origins. It's always been a sort of a psalter for all people. So the psalter, the compilation of 150 psalms, this is the breviary, the daily prayer of the church. Initially, monks and nuns, early on, prayed the psalter, the whole thing, 150 psalms every day. And this was their routine. And people who weren't in monasteries and who didn't have the time or the education or the books to pray 150 psalms in a day, they wanted to praise the Lord like the people in religious life. So they came. So was developed this prayer of 150 repetitious prayers that imitate the psalms. So it's a sort of psalter for all. That's what we heard in that reading. It was called the Angelic Psalter. It's the Angelic Psalter because it includes the angelic salutation, which is Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. The salutation that the angel Gabriel gave to Our Lady. So he calls it the Angelic Psalter. I just start with this. When it comes to the rosary, as much difficulty or misunderstanding or as many times as you've tried it and failed at it or whatever, you can pick out the kind of holy people that you want to emulate, the kind of people that you respect and admire, and almost always, they love and pray the rosary. So it's sort of like, well, if that's what they do, then I will do that too, because I want to know the Lord like they do, and I want to love him and serve him like they do. In the book by Romano Guardini, The Rosary of Our Lady, he is always very in touch with this, with the new kind of life we have in the modern world. And he talks about it like we in the modern world have lost an ancient kind of knowledge that other people, other humans had before. Because of our life, because of its speed, because of progress, because of prosperity, all those sorts of things, we've lost something or a way of knowing that other people had before us. He talks about this certainly about Mass, like our ability or inability to enter into the symbols and the rituals of Mass. But he says this matters also for the rosary. So he said, modern people must learn with difficulty what comes naturally for others. Because we get stuck on utility, we want to see progress, we're restless, repetition kind of grinds on us, we want to see the next thing, we want to check the box, we want to get a grade, we have undeveloped imaginations, and we value diversion over real rest, or sometimes we don't even know what real rest is, and diversion or numbness or contemplation. The rosary is, and this is what makes it difficult, the rosary is cyclical. Praying a repetitious prayer, meditating in this way, is cyclical, but he points out that this kind of cyclical nature of it is the most natural of movements. The seasons are cyclical, the day is cyclical. He says the rosary is like meals, like breathing, like our heartbeat. It's over and over, it's the same thing, but this is life. This is a beautiful life. So here's some tips before we pray a little bit. And as I'm reading and studying these books and preparing these talks, it's really helpful for me because I am just not a professional at the rosary. I wish I were. I am sort of converting into it in a deeper way, and I'm glad. So all of these things are tips that I have taken that I'm trying to implement myself. Monsignor Guardini, he says it's important to understand that the rosary, the movement in the rosary, is not a line, but it's more like a space. Okay, a line is direct. If something is like a line, there's like a transfer. Like what we're doing right now can be a little bit like a line. It's a focused kind of conversation, and I'm trying to get information from me to you. It's efficient, hopefully. It's sort of like a business meeting where you want to get from A to B. There's sharp cuts to it. We start now and we end then, and that's it. Okay, that's movement like a line. But he says the rosary is not a line. And if we try to pray it like a line, we'll be frustrated and it won't benefit us at all. Instead, the rosary is like space. It's like a quiet conversation with a friend, like sitting around a fire, where there's no place to go. There's no work to be done. It's like time spent together with another person, where as we speak, the pace means that we can notice the other person and how they respond, the expression on their face. There's time for them to speak also. We notice also what's happening in ourselves during these kinds of quiet and contemplative conversations. The thoughts that roll in our minds that we can express and kind of turn around and examine with the friend. The memories that emerge, the images that are created in our minds. This is the kind of, like I said, rather than a line, it's a space. The rosary, it's not a wandering sort of thing, but it's a space that we live in, this kind of prayer. The way that we pray it matters a lot, but the way that we pray it, I mean, the way that I do most things is like a line. And so like Guardini said, it's a hard thing for us to learn who live in the world that we do, but we're trying to recover what is natural to other people in previous generations. Of course, we have to avoid a kind of exteriorism that's just saying the words, just getting it done. But he says, basically, as the words unfold the interior impulse, hopefully as we pray, as we sit quietly and we let the space of prayer in the rosary grow and emerge, the interior impulse of our hearts is unfolded in the words, in the decades, in the Hail Marys that we pray. Because the truth is that the rosary, as a space, as a prayer, is great enough to contain your whole life. It is not constraining, and it doesn't exclude anything, but it's great enough to contain all of your heart and all of your life. What Guardini said was that it is much, much better to pray one or two mysteries well than to pray the whole thing and get it done and pray it badly. And actually, St. Louis de Montfort, he said that it is better to pray one Hail Mary well than 150 badly. So it's just so easy for the rosary to become another thing on the list, because we want to be disciplined, we want to be routine on it. But that's this is hopefully a moment of conversion for you, like it was for me. I feel bad when I get to the end of the day and I didn't pray the whole rosary. But the truth is that to take it more slowly, to actually let your heart unfold in it and let it be a time of intimacy with Jesus, it's better to pray a few decades well than it is to rush through the whole thing and let it become another thing on the to-do list. So we're going to pray just one decade together. We'll pray the beginning prayers and then one decade of the rosary together, and with these sorts of things in mind. Rosary takes practice, and there's a technique involved and everything, but it's the technique of love and of intimacy and of pulling back a little to be with the Lord. So if you brought your rosaries, we're going to begin in just a moment. Before we begin, just be conscious of what we're doing and then try to enter into this quiet space, this contemplative space to be with the Lord as we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. For more patience and perseverance, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass for more faith, hope, and charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For more humility and obedience, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As a time to offer to the Lord an intention for which you pray, a grace to ask for, or someone that you want to pray for as we pray this rosary. The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.